AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump defiantly told Congress he is pressing ahead with his plan to reshape America.
The golden age of America has only just begun. It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before.
Republicans in the majority in the House and in the Senate have done little to restrain the president as he and his allies work to slash the size of the federal government and remake America's place in the world. The president even put pressure on those Republicans to approve his plans for big tax cuts.
I'm sure you're going to vote for those tax cuts, because otherwise I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. So I'm doing you a big favor by telling you that.
The address lasted a record 99 minutes. There was dissent, notably from Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green.
Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
And I was making it clear to the president that he has no mandate to cut Medicaid. I have people who are very fearful. These are poor people, and they have only Medicaid in their lives when it comes to their health care.
The president seldom addressed his comments directly to the American people, who are trying to keep up with the recent upheaval, while repeatedly needling the Democratic lawmakers seated before him. World markets and U.S. futures are mostly higher following a rocky session on Wall Street after Canada, Mexico, and China were hit with steep U.S. tariffs that took effect yesterday. President Trump said Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky had written to him to say he appreciates U.S. support for his country in its war with Russia and is ready to sign a minerals deal that could ensure future American support.
Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace.
Powerful storms have killed at least two people in Mississippi. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. LeBron James has become the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 combined points in the regular season and postseason in the Lakers' 136-115 win over the Pelicans.
That's a lot of points. I don't know. It's been a lot, to be honest.
Maverick star Kyrie Irving has a torn ACL in his left knee and will miss the rest of the season. College basketball, number one Auburn was upset by number 22 Texas A&M, 83-72. Tigers coach Bruce Pearl.
They physically manhandled us. And, you know, if this team is going to continue to win, we're going to run up against teams like Texas A&M.
MLB Roky Sasaki tossed three scoreless innings in his spring debut for the Dodgers. And NFL, the Eagles are making Saquon Barkley the highest-paid running back in league history with a two-year, $41.2 million deal. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.